We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are going to start the podcast because I'm on YouTube right now, but we're going to start the podcast as overtime is starting. So what you're going to get is live unfiltered reaction over the next 5 minutes. I have my Bally stream on my phone. Austin, I believe you're like 15 to 20 seconds behind me. I'm willing to stay quiet until you see it.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that.
I'm willing to stay quiet until you see it. All right. What happened was, well, what happened, and first of all, I want to say a couple of different things for the podcast audience. If you're joining via FaceTime or StreamYard, you got to remember that I have a luxurious home, but my house has bad cell reception. And I don't get normal phone calls. I can only get FaceTime. So if you don't FaceTime me, I might not see it. Rogers burn.
Yeah, he will not see it. No. All right. Well, hey, well, we got a couple seconds to burn. Are you going to be watching Jets?
Am I going to be watching the Jets?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I think I'm going to.
I'll watch the Jets when they're in prime time.
Yeah, like I'm not going to watch them over a Packer game, but
I'm going to have a hard time not saying things that I see ahead of you. So the Bucs and the Heat have gone into overtime. 118.
Dude, I'd rather hear you say it so I know. I'm good with watching it on the 15 seconds.
All right, so Jimmy missed a shot. Bam got the putback. And then the Bucs on the other end turned it over. Where are you right now? They're going to lose this fucking game.
They're not going to lose this game, baby. Let's go fucking Bucs!
I didn't think so until overtime. Jimmy hit the most bullshit of bullshit shots after taking a three where he smelled his own shit.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Like,
Right now, it's 120 to 118. 4 minutes to go.
Yeah. I hate Marquette people so much. The fact that Marquette is tweeting
positive things about Jimmy Butler just shows that they know they're shit in this town.
Yeah, they are dog shit.
Drew Holiday driving to the rack and, of course, missing because he has been broken in this series. 4 minutes to go, Bucks down two. You are listening to post-game reaction as we do it live.
So, all right, oh boy.
Jimmy Butler missed a three. This is the podcast. Giannis driving, blocked by Bam Adebayo, who might be top bottom five worst players in the league. He sucks. Like, in terms of how good you should be and how good you are, Anthony Davis is one. Bam Adebayo is two.
Yeah, what about Zion, though?
Well, Zion's good. He just doesn't want to play.
I don't think he's that good.
No, Zion's a
beast. I'm starting to really question, like, everybody on the Bucks, man. Like, I'm in a dark zone with this team.
What happened on game four was they had a 16-point lead and they blew it. And 15, then tonight,
15, 16, yeah.
Tonight, I believe, is a 14-point lead. We're also going to watch this game live. Austin, you're actually a lot like this guy. Drew the intern. You guys are like the, you guys are like brothers.
Drew.
What's up?
Drew, where are you at on your TV?
It is 120 and 119.
What's your time? Yeah, it's
just, 327.
All right. We're, you and me are on the same.
Yeah.
Drew the intern, Drew Glazer, he used to work with me in Fond du Lac. Bam Adebayo puts up a jumper, misses. Giannis got the rebound and then gets fouled by Kyle Lowry. Okay. Austin, you're going to see that in 20 seconds, I believe.
Yeah, don't worry about me, man. I'm good. I'm good with this. I just,
this is really how you want to watch the end of this game?
Yep, I'm good. Dude, and
I have decided that this is on the podcast because the amount of alcohol I drank before I turned on YouTube was way more than I've ever had. Sometimes I'll have like, sometimes what I usually do is I start an internet stream and then I'll drink during. Giannis, holy shit, he fucking missed. And then I'll start drinking. But I couldn't watch this game sober. Could anybody?
Not me.
Depending on the results of this, I might have to go face deep in some happy hemp, you know?
A little happy place hemp. Jimmy Butler, step back two. You know it's true. Bucks are down three with 2:42 to go.
Hey, how about
Drew driving basket? No good. Rebound, bam. Holy fuck. We're going to lose this fucking series.
This is awful. This is beyond depressing. I'd normally say a lot of negative things during the game, but I was told not to. I didn't, and it just goes to show that my positivity and negativity, it doesn't matter.
Good luck, basketball.
I will say what I tweeted earlier, and it looks like the Bucks have the ball again. I tweeted earlier that the Bucks are clearly the better team. But the Heat have the ball. The Hawks, kill me.
He's smoking one of those heavy plays.
And we're down 5 points. The Heat clearly deserve to win this series. We are actually down in overtime with 2 minutes to go, down 5 points. Is this hell?
I think so.
Driving, bucket. No good, fouled, so he'll miss both. I'm just going to ramble through some tweets here. I got Austin. I got Drew. This is the podcast. You're getting it live. If you have already watched the game and you're listening to it in the morning, I'm sorry you're going through this, but I want to go a certain amount of time, and I'm pretty cooked right now that I want to go to bed as soon as possible. That's a great time to tell you that Omaha Steaks is delicious burgers. Use the promo code BART. I don't even know what the fuck you have to get the code, but just put in BART when you order. Maybe you'll get it. Maybe you won't. Who gives a goddamn shit about fucking steaks right now?
You know that podcasters losing sponsors? That's a good one. That's a good one to put up.
One missed one.
Yep, Giannis missed one. So we're going to lose this game.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We were up 14 points.
Again, Bart. Okay, so what is the issue here? Is it Giannis missing 6 free throws? Is it?
Oh, he missed both. Oh, Max Strus gets the rebound. Holy fuck. We are down 5 with 1:52 to go. Jimmy Butler's got the ball. Top of the key. Wes Matthews on him. Jimmy driving. Layup blocked by Brooke. And then Chris Middleton's right hand comes out of nowhere. And it's Heat basketball.
I'm losing hours of sleep for this game, and it's I'm not happy about it.
John and Franklin just texted me, I want to die. No, actually, that's what I said to him. He said, I don't believe what I'm watching. I said, I want to die.
Christ.
Can we get John and Franklin somehow to get in one of these streams?
Because he told me he was good. Okay, Bucks have the ball down 7 with 1:37 to go. Again, Brian reminds me that the Heat don't have Oladipo or Hero. Oh, my God, Chris. Sucks. What are you doing?
Oh, boy.
So, I thought in the first quarter we were going to win. And then I thought in the second quarter, what I was preparing myself for was a loss. And then they had already lost in game five and then, or game four. And then they lose in game five. And I'm like, I was preparing myself for the anger of this. Bucks down six, Middleton makes one, 127 to go. I was preparing myself for the anger of this to have happened the other night. And then they go up 14, and I was texting some people, and I said, we're up 14. Why don't I feel good? And then within a moment, we're only up six. And then as of this sentence, there's 127 on the clock. Middleton's at the line. We're down five, and now we are down four. But to not feel good, you know, I almost just – I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. But I also, it's like, I'm a dog. I'm 14. I've had cancer for 7 years. Just fucking shoot me in the head. Okay, Steele. Giannis, Steele. Down four. Steele, Giannis, Matthews, Holiday, Middleton, Giannis, drives, dribble, drive, bucket. We're down two with 59 seconds to go.
Oh, my God.
The gun is already cocked and loaded at my dog skull. Here comes the Miami Heat. 51 seconds. 126 to 124. Lisa Byington's already done all of her goodbyes to everyone on the Bally team because she knows they're going bankrupt. Long three out of bounds. But is there a foul? There is a foul on Max Strus. Coach Bud with a face as if he knows he's getting fired.
He looks like he has drank a decent amount of red wine tonight.
Giannis fouled him.
Did you hear the announcer saying that he was coaching his ass off when he's just repeating the same shit again that he did 2 years ago?
Bud hasn't done shit all series. This is the worst series he's ever coached, and you know how much that's saying. And the first free throw is good.
Great.
I would like to discuss that briefly when, after the game, win or lose, about Coach Bud. And I love –
14-point lead.
Fired, but I'm starting
14-point lead.
Yeah.
No, down four again.
I'm drinking a beer, which I never do.
Yes, Bart.
Because I'm so drunk.
Cheers to a beer. I'm having another.
Austin's here. My old friend Drew. Drew, it's good to see you.
Good to see you as well. It's been a minute.
I meant to go live after the game, and then I thought the game was going to end one way or another. The Bucks are down four with 40 seconds to go. Here comes Middleton. Pivots for a three. Looks for Connaughton. Middleton, an awful shot. Banks off. Giannis puts it back. 27-9, Bucks down two. You got a foul here. You got a foul here. Foul. They're going to let him play it out for a shot. You got a foul. What are they doing? They're going to let him play it out for a shot. There's 20 seconds on the clock. This is tricky, Bud Fire right here. There's 16 seconds on the shot. 10 seconds on the shot clock. You have to foul Vincent with the worst three of his life. Nice. Giannis rebounds. They're down two, 6 seconds. Giannis to Middleton. Middleton to Grayson. Grayson driving and fouled. No time on the clock. It's over. We lost. We lost the series.
You know, this might be an unpopular opinion, but fuck Jimmy Butler. Fuck that guy.
It's Jesus Christ.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, are you, okay, well, I'm not going to be here to the one that's going to piss on Giannis, but I am going to be here to piss on the game plan a little bit. So I'm not going to piss on Giannis, but I'm going to slightly do it. How many free throws did he miss? Because he was hitting at best 45%.
I'm sorry if you still hear the Bally's.
I don't know. Giannis was putting free throws in the fucking in between the backboard and the rim. So I don't know what that was. Whatever that was. And then when Middleton was cooking in the beginning, we decided that we were going to take the ball away from him. And he got cold again because we all know that that's what he does. He gets cold. And, you know, when he started getting the ball back in his hand, he started making them. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for the whole
thing. Why didn't they call timeout? Why didn't they call timeout? Why didn't they call timeout?
I don't know. Well, that's coaching. And Coach Bud, I mean, you know, he's gone now. Like that was his last game in Milwaukee.
You gotta fire him.
He's gonna throw it. He's gotta throw his fucking coaching sneakers in the Milwaukee River. Hang them over a telephone wire. He's done. That was pathetic on all scales. Even without Giannis for the first three, because you've shown what you could do without Giannis in game two.
Complete and utter disappointment.
Marcus. I really didn't think they'd lose tonight. I had a Heat fan who was watching my YouTube from the other night that said, this is so funny. And I saved it because I was going to shit on him. I can't even speak. And there'll be Heat fans. There'll be Heat fans that are watching this and they'll comment and I can't do a YouTube right now. I can't do a YouTube. I can't do a podcast. I am
no one.
I am not. So I have taken. I have been drinking, and now I am processing this. And I am. I don't even. This was never going to happen. This was never going to happen. This was never going to happen. It happened.
No one thought that the Bucks would be gentlemen swept in this series. It's a 1-8. No one thought that. And the Heat went off. I mean, you'd have to check it now, but going into this game, they were shooting over 50, what was it, 2%? Like, I mean, it's just uncanny what they were doing. And a lot of them were contested. And I mean, schematically, that's where you have to look at it. But then
Derek Heim says, well, now what do you have to say other than we were all right and you were wrong? And I'm saying on Twitter, congratulations. Your favorite basketball team lost in the first round as a number one seed. I am so happy for you. We are going to be okay. I got to catch my breath. And I need to stress that anything you motherfuckers. Anything regarding Rodgers and Giannis do not have those conversations. They are so different. The Packers are so different from the Bucks. They are so completely different. Do not have those conversations. What I'm telling you right now is that we are going to be talking about this series forever. Mm-hmm. And I know Giannis missed a couple of games, but they were down 3-1. They absolutely had a chance. I don't even know what to say. People want me to eat the chair. I said I would eat a chair if they.
I mean, the last two games, you're up. You win three quarters, and then you just implode the fourth quarter. It is it's embarrassing. I feel bad for Wisconsin. Part of me is dead on the inside, and it's just.
They were up for four quarters.
Josh says there were signs during the regular season that something was off, and they didn't adjust or take it seriously. Damn shame. I still don't feel like that. I don't feel like the regular season. I don't feel like the regular season had much impact on the series, but I do think that the Bucks. I think that what happened in the finals 2 years ago, they were banking on tonight, where the talent had to overcome the stupidity and stubbornness of their head coach. And I think Mike Budenholzer needs to go. And I think that maybe it would have been better for the Bucks to not win the finals that year and fire Bud and then win a title the next year. I mean, Jay Freely. Okay. Where's my face? This Jay Freely. Why does this guy make it all about himself? I'm tired of this dude is the comment I get on YouTube. Yet this motherfucker comes here every goddamn time I do a show to fucking talk about me. So guess what, you piece of shit? I'm going to block you, and then I'm going to find where you live, and I'm going to knock over your trash can, and you will be aggravated for the 3 minutes you have to pick over your trash.
I heard the move is to take a metal pipe, stick it through the driver's side window, roll down the windows, and then roll through.
Jay Freely, leave. I'm so fucking tired of you. You are the Jimmy Butler of this stream. You should not be as good as you are, yet you're constantly there. More comments. I just want to shout out all my great sponsors before I get too drunk and don't remember where I am. I want to shout out Happy Place Hemp, who I think I already shouted out, but I don't remember. 25% off promo code is BART. Happy Place Hemp, the gummies, the CBDs, the THCs, all of that that you need. I will be taking a whole bottle tonight and going down with the ship. Also, I want to thank Carl's Place. I got a lot of great voicemails the last few days that I have not gotten to because I've been so preoccupied with my misery. But Carl's Place, carlovet.com/BART. That's where you go. You can also find it on my website. And also, I want to talk about my website, Sun and Interactive. And I also want to talk about this stream. Thanks to Dan Shaney Insurance. And all of these great sponsors are highlighted below on my YouTube little banner there. But the fact of the matter is, I was so upset with what was going on tonight that I started drinking super early. And this podcast will be put out. And you will be listening to it. And you will send me DMs or texts or comments about things that I said. And I will have no recollection of it. Because I am so, not only do I have a few like, not only am I like a little buzz, maybe more, but also I'm going to have the traumatic heartbreak. I am going to have the effects of when Luke Cage took a gunshot bullet to the head. I am not going to fucking be able to function for a long, long time. I'm going to put everybody in here that is in the stream right now. I am going to put in, I've got Austin. I've got Drew. Here comes Justin in North Carolina. Here comes Matt in the Falls. Nope, he disappeared. Here comes Sad Jake. Here comes Tony in Texas. Here comes Basement Dave. All right. Yeah, here comes Matt in the Falls. I've got eight. We're going eight wide right now. Chip Chipperson says, good to see you're doing well. Chip Chipperson, that's not your real name. You should stop. I am so upset. How can I not be so upset? Bart, go to bed. I will never sleep again. I'm going to stay awake until I die. I cannot handle this. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. All right, with that being said, let me get this comment away so I can accentuate the eight box that I have here. And if there's people watching that don't want to have video, you can fuck yourself because you're ruining my goddamn night. So here we go. I got Austin. I got Drew. Tony in Texas, give me your 30 seconds. Go.
Bart, this is the most shocking news I've seen.
Hold on. Tony, I'm muting people that aren't you, but that doesn't mean I'm censoring them. I'm just making sure Bart, I can get everybody's take.
Bart,
Tony.
You called me an idiot, you South Pole elf.
I am a South Pole elf. You're right.
Yeah, you're. Come on, Bart. Hey, you know what? It's one of those things where the Bucks didn't bring their A game. They got outplayed. They got outcoached. It's a sad display of basketball. You always said the best team.
They lost. Tony, they fucking lost. I am in a catatonic state of shock.
Now
they actually
four
lost.
Times to that shitty team. They lost four times. It's unfathomable.
They lost to this team four times in the bubble when I thought that was a whole fluke. But here we are. It's the norm.
And
maybe 2021 was the fluke, Tony.
And this is a big hit to Giannis Q. You can deny it all you want. Giannis was not good. He missed a lot of free throws. Didn't look like he wanted the ball. It was pretty rough. It was a terrible fourth quarter, terrible overtime. I don't get why Coach Bud took Lopez out at the end of the game. Can anyone explain that to protect the rim with 2 seconds left?
No, and I got everybody else on mute.
I don't think Coach Bud survives this. This is a black eye.
You gotta fire him. You absolutely have to fire him. There is no way you don't fire him. He needs to go. Congratulations. We'll always love you. You got to get the fuck out of here immediately.
You can't wait. You cannot waste a generational talent like Giannis. This is a disgrace, a black eye to Milwaukee sports. I'm sick of being the fucking joke, the laughingstock of America. You know what? We deserve better than this. We have a damn good team, and they didn't show up in this seven-game series. It's shocking. I am shocked they lost this. I am shocked.
They were up 14, and I did not feel good about it.
You shouldn't. There's nothing that would throughout the year. No lead was safe. I know we talked about the regular season not meaning much, but they did have a history of blowing these leads. I know the NBA. There's a lot of ebbs and flows, but a top-notch team, a high-end caliber championship team, not blow that many leads like the Bucks did, and to a team with Jimmy Butler. Anyone that did not watch Michael Jordan, this was what Michael Jordan looked like. Jimmy Butler looked like Michael Jordan from 1987. I swear to God, I've never seen anything like the guy.
All right. Let me get to Justin in North Carolina. Justin, right. Give me your little speech.
I don't even know if I even have a speech, man. I've never been so shell-shocked in my life.
I'm going to interject you, but then I'll come right back to you. Someone just tweeted me, this is what we do in Wisconsin. This is not a Wisconsin thing. I want to have conversations about the Bucks where we don't say the words Packers or Aaron Rodgers. That is a totally different subject. We have to move on from that. Yet, in terms of the Bucks, this is a fucking goddamn disgrace, Justin.
I'm baffled by a lot of things in this series. I'm shocked. I'm not even shocked. I'm heartbroken. I agree with a lot of what Tony said. I mean, you know, Jimmy Butler made some amazing plays. He also got the Michael Jordan whistle, and it's just fucking laughable. It's absolutely laughable.
The one play, he flopped right on his ass.
Right, and then they're coming. He's running out of bounds, and they call a blocking foul on Brooke Lopez. They to answer Tony's question, why did they take Lopez out? They took Lopez out because they were trying to stop the three-pointer. But then Pat Connaughton was in perfect position, but he can't jump for the ball because he's pushed by Jimmy Butler. You know, I mean, we're not going to blame the refs because the Bucks made three field goals for majority of the fourth quarter, which is absolutely atrocious. But goddamn, man. Like, we have the MVP. Some of the offensive fouls that he's called on are just atrocious.
Yeah, that's it. If you look at the stats, we had a lot more free throws than the Heat.
Well, that's because we're taking the ball to the basket.
We just don't make them. I mean, Drew Holiday missed a big one, too.
Holiday missed a big one, but we're religiously taking the ball to the basket. I mean, some of that offensive foul crap, the foul for Max Strus at the end where he kicks his leg, that's supposed to be – in college basketball, that's a technical foul on a shooting team. All that stuff. But you know what? To be honest, with that Miami Heat team, all those little ticky-tack bullshit shouldn't even matter. We should beat that team by 20 points right. going away.
Well, they were winning in 16 in game four and then in 14 in this game. They actually blew both games. So one thing that I tweeted throughout the game was that the Bucks are the better team. They are the better team. But in this particular series, the Heat played at a level where they deserve to win. That being said, of all the scenarios that you could have told me at the beginning, Heat in five? Are you fucking kidding me? Giannis injury aside, like Giannis came like, okay, you guys were talking about Giannis's legacy and I was shitting all over you. And it's still not a Giannis thing, but he did come back and they lost to two games that he came. This is a problem. They like the only solution is massive changes. I want to go to basement. Dave, I'll unmute you. What's up,
man? I mean, yeah, like I'm obviously beating a dead horse, not what we expected. Couple of quick points. Firebud.
Real quick, Luke says Drew's pass to Chris needs to be discussed. Every pass Drew had in the series was fucking stupid. Every single goddamn pass. What was he doing?
Did he not want another ring?
Drew Holiday. Giannis's number is going to be retired, and so is Chris Middleton's. And Brooke right. Lopez's might. Drew Holiday got his number unretired in this series. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Dave, go ahead.
It's like made up of the alley-oop, the valley-oop. It's like a distant memory now.
Yes.
Sorry, basement Dave. Go ahead.
No, that's cool. I'm going to – yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's a lot of coaching in this one. When you got a decent lead in the fourth, I don't know. I don't coach basketball. I coach volleyball and saw other stuff, but I feel like high percentage points, right? You know, we're not just chucking up threes, you know, getting across the, you know, we got the Bucks had the size on them down low. They could have just worked it down low, worked the paint, just kept scoring and, you know, high percentage stuff, but just went, let's just chuck up some threes and some deep mid-range stuff and hope it goes. But either way, I'm going to go against my better judgment and have another adult beverage and then go to bed.
Hey, basement question for you. I'd rather lose the first round than to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals and have Bud come back and the same shit happen next year. Let's just fucking start over.
I mean, I see what you're saying. That would be tough. Obviously, I would like to have gotten there, but maybe, you know, silver linings, you know, if there is change. If there is none, then whatever. Sucks. But, yeah.
No, we need change. We need.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I agree.
None of us should step foot in that arena unless it's free tickets because that's bullshit. That product they put in the playoffs, that is bullshit.
Yeah, no. Why did we go out of our way to get Jay Crowder? What did he play, 30 seconds today? Not that he would have made a difference, but it was something. I don't know.
I mean, we were banking on Wes Matthews to come back. That tells you how fucking fucked we were.
I'm over Marquette University. They can just frig off the whole university. Bye.
All right. I want to hear from Hot Take Jake. Go.
Hey, sorry if I'm a little bit groggy. Was up for work at 5 a.m. this morning. Got home right around tip and decided to stay up for the whole game. But I'm feeling a bit sad because, you know, I'm always the one to say it's hard being right all the time.
I honestly did not think they were going to lose until they were up 14. And I thought, oh, fuck, we're done.
Well, you know, I honestly, this was one thing I didn't want to be correct about. But I can't feel anything except sadness now because I feel like we just watched the end of an era because I do think there's going to be wholesale changes coming up.
Jake, do you think Giannis demands a trade?
Giannis will never demand a trade.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's serious. Do you think so?
Never. Never.
Who wants to play here?
No.
It's these goddamn idiots. They have coaching them.
Well, and here's the thing about Budenholzer. He'll be gone because when stuff like this happens, yes, like you'll make the token coaching change. But I think the really, really overlooked aspect of all of this is John Horst and the roster that was put around Giannis, because they went all in, like so much so that it's over the top. We found out what happens when you have the oldest team in the league. Eventually it catches up to you. And I think that what this kind of goes back to is that if you look at the Bucks in the draft since they drafted Giannis, they've drafted one difference maker in Malcolm Brogdon, who they got rid of because they decided to pay Bledsoe and give him the starting job. Other than that, they have not drafted a single difference maker in a decade. And I don't know how you expect to sustain success over a long term with that kind of philosophy, because not only have they not drafted anybody.
I need to say something, and I'm going to say something. And this is on my podcast. So here's something about my podcast. Why I love doing my podcast is that all of you guys that are here right now, you're a part of this, like it says the Bart Winkler Show and whatever, but this, I've always thought of it as some sort of a, like a gathering space and community. And I really do believe that. And what I like about my podcast better than the radio show is that on the radio show, people would listen to me like, that hate my fucking guts and want me to die. And I think that if you're following me 35 minutes into a post game, it's not where you're at. You want to talk to me, with Tony, with Patrick, with Austin, with Justin, with Derek coming up, with Q, with all these guys. You want to talk to these guys. I just got another person saying, hey, Bart, how about you work on getting back on air? Oh, wait, no one works to hire you. Why are so many people obsessed with my job status? I am on the payroll of three different businesses. I worked tonight before I watched this Bucks game. I am all over the goddamn place. This
you gotta podcast, stop worrying about those people, Bart.
It just bothers the shit out of me, though. I'm working. Anyway,
you're getting them exactly
anyone who's
what
here,
they want.
Hate listening and thinks that I don't work. Fuck you. Fuck you. Continue, Jake.
Well, on that note, you're giving them what they want, so don't pay them any mind, Bart. You've got the goods, and you're going places, so don't let any of that bullshit get you down.
We are going places, and I'm very sad that on Friday night, I'm going to be breaking down picks fucking 45 and 62 instead of Bucks game six. I'm very sad that on Sunday, I'm going to have to take my son to this dumb running series he's in, he's in second place only because half the kids came to week one and then said, fuck this
hey,
sucks.
Bart,
for week two.
I gotta cut out, but do you get good self-service at your house or do I have to FaceTime you?
Tony, you can only call me via these FaceTimes. I do not get phone service. It has to be a FaceTime.
StreamYard exclusive.
All right. Hey, it's a sad day. I'm gonna pour one out for the Bucks. And you're right, Jake. There's gonna be a lot of changes, man.
Well, Tony, before you go, let me give you some flowers, man, because me and you were kind of on an island trying to warn people about this team.
Yeah, Jake, and we're Bucks fans, but we're
I thought about you guys both tonight, Tony. I thought about you before you leave. You were saying that Giannis has a low basketball IQ. I still don't think that's true. Yeah. I do think the Bucks as a team heavy, low basketball IQ. I will agree with you on that. Jake, you've been talking about trading Middleton and wanting to get – and I was like, don't do it yet. Obviously, now is the time to do it. And as I say those words to you now, I am still shell-shocked, absolutely fucking shell-shocked that they actually lost this game. Even when Grayson was driving and there was a few seconds on, like, I am fucking shell-shocked. I cannot believe it. This is not true. This is not real. The whole reason I've been doing these post games for 6 months after these shitty fucking midweek games against the Pistons is because I thought the way to grow my podcast would be to go on a huge Bucks run. And the first series, I'll dick around in my basement, but then we're going to go to Maddie's and we're going to go to Brat House, and we're going to go to these places. And now we're talking Packers. What the fuck am I going to talk about in May? The Brewers? I haven't watched a full Brewers game since fucking April 3rd.
Well, I hope you've done some draft research, Bart, because, yeah, it sucks, man. This sucks. And I, before I do leave, I do got to mention that one of the best plays in Milwaukee Bucks history was probably one of the dumbest plays, the value play when Drew Holiday throws that alley-oop to Giannis.
Run him.
It was not a great play.
What?
I'm glad Tony cut out because that was ridiculous.
Goddamn kill.
I know his point.
What?
Tony's point was that what Drew shouldn't have done there was to throw it up for the alley-oop. What he could have done was stop and kick it back.
So no, he should have stopped and took a three
before he cut it out.
That was a bad take. Drew's I love sucked. Tony, but that was horrible.
Drew.
He was talking about the alley-oop thing, right?
Yeah. Why can't like Drew make play, a normal
pass? He shouldn't have done that, but he did it
why
anyway.
Why can't Drew make a normal pass?
I don't know. Why can't he hold
He's
on?
He's not a point guard. Either?
Why can't Drew or Middleton learn how to dribble in the fourth quarter?
They're not point guards. The Bucks don't have a point guard. You can't win a championship without a point guard.
I don't even know what to say.
I do.
Jake, I had a question for you. I can't really remember exactly what it was that you were talking about. But
professional reset. I got Austin talking. Jake's here. Tech just joined. Derek in Texas is waiting. Patrick on the east side's on his couch. I got Justin from North Carolina. Q just joined. Back to you, Austin.
I think it was about Middleton, which I'm probably – he's my favorite Buck, but I'm probably coming around to your take on it. But, like, do you remember when they had P.J. Tucker – and they had like $8 million on the books, and it was like, you get him, you just re-sign him, and then you can use him asset-wise for trades for the next season so that that money is on your books. Do you think any of that would make sense for next year going with Chris Middleton rather than – I know he's got an opt-in, but – like, let's say that you can do something with that rather than, I don't know. I didn't think it was a good idea to just, you know, ditch him this year, but anything like that.
Well, I think if the Bucks had more assets that you could combine a giant salary like Middleton with, maybe you're talking about doing something significant, but because we do stupid shit, like pay, you know, 5 picks for Jay Crowder. Every time we get a first round pick, we can't wait to get rid of it in the trade. So you don't have any young assets or picks to combine with Middleton. So the people that are like now, hey, trade Middleton. Well, you've missed the boat on that. That you're not getting anything for him.
Yes, but like the whole.
Hey, at least my Warriors.
The whole point of signing these people.
At least my,
these
my Warriors won on the road. My Warriors won on the road. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, I don't know how you can root for that team, Bart. That's just it's. Other than the family,
my brother works there, Jake.
Right, that's all. But like, if your brother didn't work there, like you'd hate that team, right?
I'd hope so, Bart.
What I've always said about the Warriors is I fucking love the Warriors. But then every time the Bucks have played the Warriors, immediately I understand. Like immediately, like Steph and his mouth guard, I fucking hate. Clay and his confidence, my friend. I hate
Draymond in his
Draymond,
face at all
I
times.
I hate like when the Bucks play the Warriors, and that's what makes me sad is that we'll never get this Bucks Warriors series that I've always wanted. What also makes me sad is that they had the best record in the league and lost to Jimmy Butler. And these motherfuckers are gonna go into New York and get goddamn swept. And Derek in Texas has been hanging out. Derek, give me some things to say. What's up?
Well, I mean, I don't know how they lose that game. You have Bam, Lowry, and Kevin Love all all fall out at the end of the game, and you still can't put up any buckets. And I'm sorry, but you got to put a little bit of this on Giannis. What did he miss, like 20 free throws tonight?
And yeah, okay, but he did. If we're gonna look at this game, maybe if we're gonna look at the series, he missed basically three games. However, I do understand also. Well, he came back in game four, and he came back in game five, and they had big leads in both of those games, and they lost both those games. So, I'm not putting this on Giannis, but if like somebody wants to make a career, like now is where Ryan Holland should step in. Not 3 years ago. Now is where he should have stepped in.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Giannis had 29 points going into the fourth quarter, and he finished overtime with 34.
So I would also like to say one more thing before I get too drunk. I would like to say one more thing before I get too drunk to misremember it. Doug Russell tweets tonight about the Bucks court. He goes, basketball floor nerds take note. There is a new floor with a new midcourt design debuting tonight at Fiserv. Gone is the unadorned head and antlers. Back is the full logo, reminiscent of the final years of the Bradley Center. Thank you for attending my TED Talk. First of all, thank you for your good reporting. Second of all, when you report something and then say thank you for coming to my TED Talk, you're a fucking loser, because that's not what a TED Talk is. A TED Talk would be like, I hate this court. Like, it's an opinion. You just reported something, which is your job, and then you said TED Talk. You're so fucking bad at Twitter and at all sports covering that I despise you, and that is strike one against me. If I get two strikes more against me, I have to go to bed, because I did come into this stream very inebriated, and I am not going to remember any of this, but I don't care. I will still find the wherewithal to put it on Megaphone and put it on Spotify, so it's up at 5 a.m. so I can get the $3 per show that I make, because I'm so fucking embarrassingly unemployed, which all these fucking people dance on my grave. At George Bush 2004, Chad tweets at me every goddamn day how unemployed I am. He can lick my fucking, I shouldn't say a bad word, because a chick from ESPN got fired for saying the C word. But maybe this girl was being a C word. That strikes
you. I don't like where this is
going. All right, back to Q. You're leaving?
I was just going to say, no, Jake left. Can you hear me?
You should see if you have any emails from Mark.
Oh, I do have an email from Mark. Hold on, let me check.
Mark's email.
No, I got one. I got one. Wendy's email inbox. This one's from Mark. He says, hey guys, love the show. Are you going to be doing any post games for game five or game six? As a matter of fact, I'm not, since the Bucks fucking lost tonight. Patrick, you want to go to Broadstop or what? Let's go.
Yeah, no, I do. But I do want to talk about the Bucks and like how pathetic that was.
It will hit me.
I also want to say, Bart, this is a nice little community we got going, you know? Like, we can wallow in our sympathy together, you know what I'm saying? And
cheers to that.
Yeah, it's a good time. And keep going. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Seriously, like, we're all here, and we're loving it.
Am I the only one who is alcohol-free on this podcast?
Yes, Q, you are a better man than the most of us.
I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just wondering.
Q, will you... No. Can I be honest with you? I like you less after you stop drinking.
Oh no, don't say that. Why?
You know he's joking about that. Q, can I grab a beer quick?
So what I was saying, I'm pretty sure Giannis missed more free throws in the fourth quarter and overtime than he made points. I'm not blaming
him. I don't know how you go 3 for 14 in the fourth quarter from field goal range.
Yeah.
Like, at home. Too.
No bueno.
Yeah. And then
we had the ball down two in overtime with 8 seconds left with two timeouts. Why would you not call a timeout there? Because has anyone explained that yet on the stream? I don't know. Like, why would you not call a timeout there? I don't understand it.
And that's on the players or Bud. Anyone could call a timeout there. They didn't. Instead, they passed to Grayson, who, like, dribbles, doesn't know the clock's running out. He, like, throws something out, game over. It's like, holy fuck. We just lost in fucking five to the eight-seeded Heat.
And didn't get
nobody
a shot.
Nobody wanted to take the final shot.
Well, that's
exactly. So, that's a problem. We need a killer. We need somebody to take that final shot.
We have them.
Do we have them? Because where were they this whole series?
I don't think we have a coach that utilizes their skill sets properly.
I agree with that. And I don't think that. Buzz the first one gone. But honestly, the only one in this roster safe besides Giannis is Thanasis. Buzz gone. Everyone else, we'll see what happens.
Can I take May off of this pod?
No.
I thought I'd be talking about Bucks until at least the ECF.
Same. When you said that thing about the NFL draft, I was like, oh, shit, the draft's tomorrow. I don't even thought about the
draft.
That. Holy fuck.
Bart, I think
that's the draft.
Hold on. What? Who?
Should we have take that shot? Because
anyone but
it's honestly between Chris.
Chris.
It's between him. It's between Drew and
FIFA. Clearly a Heat fan says this guy is wasted.
Which guy?
Not take Jake's Bart go ahead, to shut it down.
Yeah. Bart, I don't know if it looked like it on TV as much as it did in person, but the referees were terrible. It was
Butler flopped on that last one.
Disgusting.
It's a frustrating year. I give props to Jake and
the bullshit about this shit is I got Heat fans coming in here and like cocking off and that part.
Oh, they deserve to.
Heat fans.
They're 8-seed. They should charge the field like it's college football.
But they are gonna get smoked by the Knicks.
Randall's hurt.
Knicks in four.
Don't matter.
God damn it.
It does. I mean, he's their best player.
This hurts more than 2014.
No. Yeah. No. Nothing hurts more. Nothing hurts more.
No, we are not doing 2014. I already had a conversation about that today. We're not doing that again.
So 2014.
We're not bringing up the 2014.
It hurt more because we all had like booked flights to go to the Super Bowl city.
I'll say this about 2014. Nothing will hurt me more than 2014.
2023.
My wife could have a triple team with all three of my brothers. And it won't hurt more than 2014.
Again?
Nothing will have been as stupid as tonight. Tonight was fucking stupid.
At least we had a chance to kind of like we were expecting it for 48 hours almost. And if it wasn't tonight, like we were all half expecting it Friday. So,
yeah.
You're up by
16 in the third quarter or some shit. I never like felt comfortable at all.
Yeah.
I will let you guys in on a secret. I cocked off pretty heavily about going to Pato and laying money down on the series price for the Bucks. I did go to Pato today, put a lot of NFL draft bets down. I did not bet the Bucks series.
Good man. Good man.
It's a good bet, guys.
Did I get Brian on here? Brian, did you talk yet?
I have not talked yet, no.
Speak, my man. This is Brian, who I always call Byron.
For years, yes.
Cheers, Brian.
I want to say for sure when this roster gets rebuilt that Drew has to go too because he gets talked about elite defense. He got torched all series. He got torched all championship series. Everyone's like, oh, he plays such good defense. He got lit up every game in the playoffs, but he ripped that one alley-oop and everyone loves him. Drew has to go.
I disagree. But
Drew does have to go.
Why you feel that way tonight?
He got lit up this whole series. Like, what good defense did he do? And besides his crap offense, he did nothing.
If it works and it's worth it where Drew has to go and, like, a trade for something better, then, yeah, I mean, maybe they all go. Who knows?
But going into the series, I thought Drew was a keeper, you know?
What are you going to get for 34-year-old Drew?
Maybe Carl Anthony Towns? Something.
Drew
I don't know.
Is Drew's like probably, hold on, guys. Drew is probably 20% underpaid. So we could trade him easily. Easy. Like, we could get so much for Drew.
I can't believe, I can't believe we're actually bringing this up.
I heard a good hypothetical today on the Bart Winkler show. Would you sign and trade Chris Middleton for Trae Young? Sign and trade?
No. Easily the worst question Paul's ever asked.
At this point, I don't know, though. He might be right.
We asked who would be shooting a shot at the end of the game. We know it'd be Ice Trae.
At least somebody would have taken it, though. Nobody took a shot. Trae would have at least shot it.
Yeah, he would have got it up. He would have got it up 3 seconds earlier.
He would have shot it. Yeah, exactly. He would have fucking definitely gone put
in.
It up.
And he beat the Celtics. We couldn't beat the Celtics in Boston.
Exactly. Yeah, dude. Fuck. Maybe we should do it.
All right. Yeah. Let me address this. Fat Laughs ENT says, y'all sure was cheese in this series. Must be some Miami lingo I don't get. But then he says, and the refs were helping y'all and shit? You motherfucker. Ah. Jimmy Butler just flat out fell down.
It must be Zaven's burner.
A multitude of times he fell down.
Well, and he was hooking everyone, and then he would get the call. And then, like, anytime he missed a shot, he'd get a call. If he traveled, like they'd give him a call. It was just not. I don't know.
This can you guys understand? At April, it's okay. Let's give the benefit of the day. Right now, it's April 27th, 12:16 a.m. As we're chatting, the Bucks are not in the playoffs. That is fucking bonkers to me.
I'm relieved. Sucks. I'm relieved.
Yeah. Why?
And we're on
because we don't have to suffer through Friday and we don't have to suffer through Sunday.
Well, what honestly, if I can give you my honest opinion, I thought what would happen was we would lose to the Suns. That's what I really thought was going to happen in this playoffs. I thought we'd get to the finals and lose to the Suns. But the fact that, like, then the goalpost shifted so much where I didn't even care. I just wanted to win this fucking series. And we couldn't even do that.
Wait,
and,
Bart, I think Basement Dave fell asleep.
Where is he?
Basement Dave.
Where is he?
Wake up. Or who's that guy in the Packers shirt and the Bucks championship hat?
I'm not.
It's Derek.
Texas. Derek in Texas.
Oh, you fell asleep,
well, Derek's
buddy.
Awake. Derek's oh, awake.
No, he was asleep. He was snoozing. I saw him.
Hey, right? Ask that guy about Jordan Love. He loves Jordan Love.
You don't love Jordan Love?
I bought Jordan Love's jersey the week he got drafted. All right, I've been on that train since day one.
Live draft show Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
We are all into the draft right now.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to drop out. But, Bart, thank you. It was a fun season. Don't be like this.
How do you feel about – let's talk about me some more. I built the whole year saying, fuck these radio stations. I'm going to be the guy for the Bucks playoffs. And
fuck
then
yes.
These motherfuckers lose 5 games in.
Cheers to Bart Winkler.
Yeah, right, oh. Right here.
We might have missed the window, Bart. We might have missed the window. I mean, this
I'll see you guys later.
No way. This Thank is the you. Spot. Fuck spot always. Like, no, we didn't miss the window either. They'll be back with Giannis next year. It's going to be like a light rebuild, you know, like Tony and Texas was saying.
No, you got Brooke.
Okay, but Chris has an opt-in. Brooke is literally just played the best season of his life, and he's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I mean, so what is the plan?
I think we should re-sign Brooke and then try to find a way out of Middleton, maybe.
Okay, so for what, though? I mean, like, what are you going to sign Brooke in? And you can't find a way out of Middleton because he's
Lillard, Middleton for Damian Lillard straight up, and then, like, throw in, like, a bunch of second-round picks because they clearly don't matter because you clearly just traded 5 for a player you didn't even use. So it's all
you don't have any.
We don't have any. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're, like, fucked. for a little bit.
And want an older Middleton. He's
hey, I'm gonna text. I'm gonna text Eric Nainwright. I'm gonna text Eric Nainwright now.
Yeah, have him get on here, dude. Dude, that Eric. Guy is a genius. I went to high school with that.
I would like to die.
He is so fucking good.
You'd have to trade Middleton to a contender around
the. But for what? Who wants to? You'd have to sign and trade him, and who's gonna take him?
You got to find another star that no one wants. Like, would you take Karl Anthony Towns for Middleton?
Yeah, I would. I don't know. Maybe no, he wouldn't fit in with Giannis and Brooke because I want to keep Brooke. I would do like Middleton for like Trey. Yeah,
but you guys are looking at it as like what we want.
True.
You got to look at what they'll be getting for Middleton. Who really all right, wants?
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. We're gonna play a game.
Let's do it.
And do you guys all have the same screens that I do? Me, Austin, Patrick.
Yeah.
Justin, Brian, Derek.
Yeah. Six. Yeah.
We all have the Pyramid same lineup. Game.
Yep.
The game is who's here next year game.
Okay. Run through the
you ready?
Yeah.
So I'll answer and then Austin, Patrick, Justin, Brian, Derek.
Which team?
For the Bucks. Who's here for the Bucks?
Okay.
We're playing this one for the Heat.
I was thinking
Chris Middleton.
Gone.
Austin.
I think he's going to opt in. I think he's going to opt in and be a Buck.
Patrick.
Thanasis.
No.
It's Middleton.
The question's Middleton.
I thought we were saying Gary on the roster next year.
No. Middleton, yes or no?
No.
Justin.
Yes, because Giannis wants him here.
Brian.
No, because he's a sign and trade asset. Expiring Derek. Contract.
Maybe at the beginning, but he won't finish as a Buck.
My answer is he gone. Drew, Austin.
Buck.
Yes.
Justin.
Yes.
Brian. Derek. Yes.
No, he gets traded.
Yep, he gone. Brooke, Austin.
He gone.
Wait, who is it?
Brooke
Lopez here all day.
Justin.
Yes.
Brian. Derek.
No. I hope so, but probably not.
Brooke's here. They re-sign him.
Yeah.
Coach Bud, Austin.
Gone.
Patrick. Gone.
Justin.
He's here.
Brian.
He'll be gone by the time the draft is done.
Derek.
If he's not gone, I'm flying up to Wisconsin and making sure he's in the Milwaukee River.
My answer is Coach Bud will be unemployed, Bud, by May 1st.
Has to be.
On God.
He gone.
He has to be.
Keep going.
What about Charles Lee? Where'd he go?
Charles Lee. Okay. All right. Charles Lee or Nick Nurse? Who's the head coach? Austin.
Charles Lee.
Patrick.
Doc Rivers.
Justin.
Charles Lee.
Brian.
Neither.
Who?
I don't know who, but I don't think either one. They're not going to stay in house.
Derek.
Who's that chick on the Spurs bench?
Becky Hammon. Yes.
No. If she was going to get hired, she would have got hired by now. It's no longer sexism. It's maybe she sucks.
San Antonio, Greg Pop.
That's strike three. I got to wrap it up. I think Nick Nurse will be the coach next year. I think Giannis is here. They'll re-sign Brooke to a weird-ass deal. Chris is going to opt in and get his ass dealt. Drew Holiday is fucking yesterday's news. They lost in the goddamn first round of the Miami Heat. And my eye bags fell a whole 3 inches on this fucking singular podcast. So I'm tired of this bullshit. We will be live for the NFL draft if I don't stick a knife through my own fucking beating heart. Justin.
What about Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen? What do you think about those two?
Those two are going to be like the Smothers brothers doing a variety show on fucking PBS next year. Get them off my fucking team.
Pat better head like hop on one of Elon's fucking rockets and get the hell out of here.
Seriously.
Guys, I cannot tell you enough how much I appreciate you guys being here with me 12:24 on a Wednesday, Thursday morning. But I am one sentence away from never working anywhere again. So I'm going to go to bed and regret every Bucks win I've ever celebrated because I'm fucking sad.
Don't mean that.
Cheers to you, Bart. Cheers to the Bucks season, even though Janelle wanted it to, you know.
Hell of a ride.
See you tomorrow night, Bart.
Tomorrow night, we're talking Packers and pretending like the Bucks don't exist.
No, I have it no other way.
Love you, boys.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.